not the volume, but the quality. Not the volume, but the quality. This is the important thing for all of us to consider in every area of our life. Not the volume, but the quality. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Not volume, but quality. Truly, this is what life is all about. We've been reading a great deal lately about how scientists have been starving virtually rats in their experimental cage and found that by giving mice only enough food to keep them alive and to keep them healthy, the rats live longer, have healthier lives, and are much more harmonious with everything in their world. Now, this is being practiced by scientists in laboratories with human beings, too. Human beings who have offered themselves as guinea pigs to be practiced on to see how it works. And it's been shown that where people are given a minimum amount of food sufficient to maintain their body, that they live healthier, longer lives. Now, scientists have told us for a long, long time that if we will eat a certain amount of calories, that we will be able to maintain a certain body weight. And now scientists come up with the BMI, the position of what our body should be, the perfect body weight, the body index, and they have told us that it should be a very small amount, kind of tiny. In my perfect weight, at my height of 6 foot, I should be something like 175 pounds, 178 pounds. Well, now, that was my ideal weight as a young man. That was my ideal weight as I was growing up. That was the weight that just was normal for me. With all my running around and all my actions and all my doings, that was my normal weight. And my clothes all fit all the time. They were always the perfect size, perfect shape. I lived in my normal weight. Now, I ate voluminously. But really, did I eat voluminously, or did I just think I did? Did I just ravenously eat the food that I got and made it appear as though I was eating a great deal? Or did, in fact, I eat a great deal? That's a moot point. The point is, it's not the volume, but the quality. And perhaps, as I was growing up, when I didn't have the quality of food, I ate a greater volume of it to make up for it. And as I grew older, and my financial circumstances were my own choice, and I chose only those foods that I felt were beneficial to me, and those foods that were tasty to me, those foods that made me delight, I maintained a better weight ratio. And then, when I would go into a level of being very wealthy and having lots of money and eating out in restaurants a great deal and eating rich foods and eating all the things I wished that I'd always had, I began to put on weight, and then I kept it on. And only later did I take it off and on and off and on as experiences brought to me. And as I recall now, when I was eating quality food, when I was eating food that was of the highest quality, the best quality for me, I did not eat so much, and my weight maintained a nice balance. My health was always very excellent, and so my health maintained a good balance too. Now, that's my personal experience to a certain degree. Every one of us has an experience somewhat different that fits in with our own needs, our own calling, our own program for ourselves, but we'll find that it's not the volume of food that we eat, but the quality that makes a difference in our life. It's not the volume of meditation, it's the quality of meditation. It's not the volume of love, it's the quality of love. Let's just look at the volume of meditation, the volume of love, and the volume of food. Is it the quality of the food that we eat? Can we eat food that has exquisite quality to it and beneficial quality to it that does the most and the best for us? We'll find that to be true. We'll find that to be true. When we eat foods that are delightful to the eye and delightful to the stomach, they do not have to be in such great volume. And we are a lot healthier. I know at times I have cut down the food for my dog when I thought my dog was getting a little fat, getting more food than he needed. And I fed him what the menu called for on the dog food package. And I bought excellent dog food. And I feed him this excellent dog food, and he does just fine. He's healthy, and he's strong, and he's powerful, but he's big. I have this wonderful golden retriever who is supposed to have 4 cups of dog food a day. And so then I cut him down to 3 cups of dog food a day. And of course, he was hungry, and he was always begging, and he was always wanting more food, but that's just because no matter what you fed him, he always wanted more, and he always enjoyed more. But we would go out for our runs, and we would go out for our walks, and we would do everything, and he would just look great. And as I maintained that reduction in his dog food, I had to also remember not to give him the table scraps. I had to remember not to give him the extra little goodies and treats that mounted up to another cup, maybe 2 cups. And this is something that we have to be careful with ourselves. As we maintain the quality of our food, and we maintain the amount of it in the proper way, we mentally tell ourselves, this is exactly the right diet for me, this is exactly the right amount that I need to have to maintain my body. This puts the right number of calories, the right number of proteins, and all of the other things that are beneficial to my body, and I tell myself this. Now, as I tell myself this, mentally, I build up a condition in my thinking that says that is correct. That is the right thing for me. That is the right thing to do. You know, I go to Coco's restaurant over here, and Coco's restaurant's a very nice restaurant. And they, like so many other restaurants, they say, of certain juices or certain drinks, you can have all you want. And so I take these juices or these drinks to have all that I want. And as I eat them and as I enjoy them, what is happening? I am having all that I want, and I am just enjoying them to the nth degree. And it's kind of fascinating to have all that I want and to enjoy them so tremendously because they are so delicious and they are so wonderful. But really, is it what I want to do? Is it the type of thing that I want to do to just drink all the juice that is given to me? My goodness, when I drink all that juice that's given to me, that can sometimes be far more than my system requires, and it certainly is not going to improve the quality of things that I put into my body. I look into the juices and I see just how much sugar is in there, and I look in there and I see how much of other things that are not beneficial to me, and I say, I drink that stuff? I like that stuff? Well, habit has done a wonderful thing. And as I change my mental attitude about myself, and I begin to think of myself in one new word, and that word is quality, as I think of myself in that word of quality, then I begin looking at things quite differently. I begin looking at the food I eat quite differently. I look at it from the quality standpoint. I look at it from the beneficial standpoint, from that which is going to help build strong bones and strong cells in my body, and which is going to do all the wonderful things I want it to do. And as I maintain myself in that, just as I maintain my dog on his diet, he is healthy, he is happy, he is hearty, and he is getting along just fine. And Sure, he'll beg, just like you and I. We'll beg for extra little goodies. We'll say, oh, I'm used to taking a handful of nuts, a handful of candy, a handful of whatever it is. And now you take two or three, and you chew on it, and you enjoy it, and you say, that's good. I hadn't realized how good carrots were when they're raw, how good the celery is when it's raw, and I can chew it and chew it. I'm supposed to chew 20 times, and when it's cooked, yeah, you can't hardly chew it 20 times because it's already beat up. But when you chew it 20 times, you bring the saliva from your mouth into the food, and the food digests beautifully, and you feel a whole lot happier. My goodness. When do we start putting these new thoughts into motion for ourselves? When do we start putting these new conditions into motion for ourselves to help us to achieve the accomplishment, the greatness, the happiness, the health that we'd like in our body? It's all a matter of what we do for ourselves. It's all a matter of what we'd like for ourselves. Certainly, living with proper foods and living from a healthy point of view is a much more intelligent thing than slopping all of our foods over with the rich gravies that please our palate and all the sauces that we put onto our salads. We don't even know what they taste like anymore. But we have gained this Epicurean attitude about ourselves, thinking that we are so wonderful, that we are people who just are gourmets of the ultimate degree. And how foolish. We should be gourmets of health, not gourmets of food. We should be gourmets of life, not gourmets of food and drink and action. We should be gourmets of every attitude that we have. And we'll find that as that is our case, the results follow of a perfect body like my dog Rex, and of a perfect life like myself. Choose it for yourself. Now, we'll talk another time about the volume of meditation and the volume of love, but it's the same thing. We can rather now put our attention on not volume, but quality. And that volume is the volume of food. And so, as we have the proper volume of food, with the proper attitude of mind, we are content. Our body is satisfied. We live in a healthy body, a long, healthy life. We live a long life in a healthy body. And we live in a balanced, harmonious, happy mind, which is not bothered by a body that is having all sorts of problems. This is our privilege. This is our choice. This is our goal. This is all that matters to us. And it matters to us right now that we put that cause in motion. Think about it very seriously for yourself, as I certainly am doing for myself. Not volume, quality for sure. Not volume, but quality. In anything, everything, whatever I do, not volume, but quality. Join with me in this new affirmation as this new year 2007 dawns so brightly into our lives, bringing health, happiness, harmony, peace, abundance, every good thing into us, because we deal only in quality. And the quality assures us of all that we ever need in a long, happy, healthy life. How about that? Know that this wonderful day, I love you. I love you. I love you.